Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're going on holidays in Ireland, there are plenty of hotels that cater for families. Of course there are, but what about pets? There's a growing number that will welcome your dog. There's even a website that provides a list of them. It's called dogfriendlyireland.ie. Marion Doyle is the founder. Afternoon, Marion.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Are there many places, hotels now, that would be regarded as dog friendly?
I suppose we've come a long way. Up until a couple of years, it wouldn't have been. But definitely in the last couple of years, there are more and more coming out there. We're definitely not where we should be compared to our European friends, but you would definitely find it a lot easier, I would say, than you would have a couple of years ago, yeah.
Okay, but would there still be parts of the country that would be kind of black holes in terms of bringing your dog?
I wouldn't say it's country specific, to be honest. There's as much as Dublin as you might find in Donegal, to be fair. It kind of just depends. Dublin is obviously probably considered a bit more dog friendly just because the sheer volume of restaurants and hotels that there's going to be in that area. But I wouldn't say there's a black hole in Ireland. It can just be not accepted as much in some places, I think.
Yeah, or not at all, I'm assuming.
Or not at all, that is fair, yeah.
I imagine that dog friendly varies from place to place as to what they mean by that.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, obviously I am dog friendly. I more try to promote and get the word out about places. I'm not like a regulatory authority or anything like that, so I can't. But I would also hear people would complain to me just because of the name of the company I have. They would think I'd have some control. And unfortunately, there's no regulation. It's up to the company themselves what they consider to be dog friendly. So some place might allow dogs in every part of the building and some might just consider it to be the room. So there's no, I suppose, control over it. It is definitely business specific to what they think it is. I always kind of say it's nice if we kind of give feedback as dog owners nicely where we're in a place just to help people understand what we want when we travel, because sometimes they mightn't understand, to be fair to them. But yeah, it is definitely business controlled.
I imagine though, as a dog friendly room would have to be on the ground floor for pretty obvious reasons.
Yeah. To be fair, that's the way it would. Now, I have been in a place and it was one in Dublin, and just by nature, Dublin hotels on a street don't have ground floor rooms. Their ground floor is usually their bar, their restaurant, their check-in, their reception. So the room was upstairs. It wasn't a huge issue because it was quite still easy to accept the outside area. But yes, 9 times out of 10, the hotel would allocate the ground floor room just for easy access outside. You can go straight from your room outside. You wouldn't have to maybe walk through the hustle and bustle of the whole hotel to get outside. You can kind of have maybe an exit door if the entrance closer to the room. So, yes, that would be it.
And would they tend to have specific, now for the outdoor areas, would there tend to be specific areas for the dogs to go, to play and to go?
It's like a toilet break, yes. Yeah. Like obviously they would, there'd be a garden area, like, as I said, it does depend on a hotel. Like a hotel in Dublin that I was talking about might have a whole green area outside, you know, but it's kind of the hotel or the dog owner should be responsible enough to know where they should let their dog go and not, and to clean up after them. But there would be an area usually that you'd want to be able to bring your dog up. If they're in a hurry to go, you don't want to have to walk them really, really far to a place. But I would kind of put that back on the dog owner to say there is some level of responsibility there as well about where you let them go and where you would clean up after them, etc. as well.
And in the room, I assume this varies, what do they provide? Would they provide a bed for the dog?
It can depend. Some places would provide a nice bed, or a little, I have had places that would have beds. They would have bowls so you can have the water and you can feed their food in them, and they might provide a little toy or a little dog treat or something like that. It's not a huge requirement either, because like as a dog owner who brings my dog everywhere, I would prefer it for my dog's bed, because he would be more comfortable sleeping in his own bed. He has his own scents and smells and everything like that. So all I would say is for businesses or people to always check up front so you know what you're getting, because the business is providing it or not, that they just say it up front. Or if you're going and you want it, maybe just ring ahead and ask, so at least you know what you're getting, so you're not caught off guard both sides.
And for when it comes to meal times, are you allowed to bring the dog into the restaurant, or how does that work?
It can vary, unfortunately, as kind of the other question. It's the rules and responsibilities are the hotel owner's own that they have come up with. So it's ideally you should be able to, if you're providing a room for your dog to stay in with your dog, that you obviously would expect to be able to go to a place to eat. with them, because obviously you just be confined to your room, so it's not much of a holiday. But I have seen hotels that mightn't say less necessarily, or I have stayed in hotels that necessarily would allow you into the hustle and bustle of, say, the breakfast area, just for different reasons. There's servers running around, they could trip over a lead, etc. But they actually have provided a seat in a little quieter area in the corner that you can go to as well. So it's easier to kind of manage your dog and in the service and kind of not have to worry about tripping over leads and stuff like that. So I suppose there is, in fairness to them, different reasons why they mightn't be able to have them in the hustle and bustle, the busy places. But I think at least if there's somewhere else provided that you can sit and eat, it is kind of definitely expected and welcomed.
Okay. And actually, going back to the room again, are there any places that allow the dog to sleep in the human bed?
Again, like I have seen it written, no dogs on furniture, but I've also seen you can have your dog in the bed and there's no rules specifying either way. So it's literally, I'm sorry, it's the same answer over and over again, but it is because they're making up the rules. They can kind of say whatever rule they want to give. So obviously you'd have to just check in advance if it doesn't suit your dog. I do always tell people ring ahead to make sure with these questions so you're not arriving and you're caught off guard, because unfortunately, if you put dog friendly label on your hotel, it means different things to different people in different places.
Of course, yeah. And have you ever booked into a place and the room kind of smelled of dog?
No, absolutely not, actually. I think most dog owners who are bringing their dog traveling and stuff like that are pretty clean and respectable if they're going to be bringing them. And there's never seems to be, that I've come across personally, maybe hotel owners could tell you otherwise, but I've never seen our places. They're actually generally more self-conscious because they have the dog and clean up after it a little bit better than probably a human couple. So it can vary. There's probably messier rooms left after couples than maybe our groups of friends and a person with a dog. So.
Well, that's true. But I suppose, say, for if it's a big dog, there might be hairs and that kind of stuff. So in the cleanup afterwards, they might have to be a bit more attentive.
Yeah, yeah. And to be fair to a hotel, I have seen them maybe put an additional charge on a room because obviously they might have to do hyperallergenic cleaning of the sheets. Obviously, if somebody was to go in the room after, that might be allergic to dogs. So there is a little bit of attention to detail that they would have to put in compared to a normal room. But they don't seem to have a problem with it. Like, obviously, they just have the pricing up front or whatever if they are doing that. So.
Mm. And how much extra, as a percentage of what you're paying for the room, how much extra do you pay for the dog?
Well, to be honest, it can vary. I've stayed in places where I'm just paying for myself and my husband and the dog's just in the room, and that's fine. And then I have other places that would maybe, say, charge €50 for a night. It can be that €50 can be a couple of reasons. It might be just in case the dog chews a wall or damages something in the room. They obviously just want a bit of comfort in that, so just a bit of a deposit. And then they might also just use that as the cleaning fee. As I said, there might be just an extra case of cleaning that they have to do after a dog. So you could expect to pay a €50 euro more.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fair enough. Like your dog, Hugo, does Hugo enjoy staying in hotels, or can that vary for Hugo?
Oh, absolutely. And the number one piece of advice, when anyone asks me about dogs or bringing dogs with you, I'm always like, it has to be dogs. You know, wants to go and makes them comfortable. Absolutely wouldn't bring him if he didn't. No, he loves it. He loves the hotel. He's a big dog. He gets loads of attention when he walks through the buildings. He absolutely loves that. The staff are always very good to him and everything like that. Both us personally as a couple, we might tend to lean towards getting the Airbnb cottage just because it's quieter. He can have more quiet time when he goes on holidays. We'll be closer to a beach. And we can go like that. And then when we want maybe something a little bit more livelier, we can go to the hotel. But he definitely does enjoy it. He loves it. He goes straight in. He loves exploring a new room. But again, if he didn't enjoy it, it's not something I would recommend that anybody kind of do, or maybe take it in baby steps.
Marion Doyle is founder of dogfriendlyireland.ie. Marion, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now, for people who have dogs, that may have been useful, but not based on the reaction we're getting. Someone says, I hate that dogs are everywhere now. You do not need to bring your dog to a hotel. Get over it. Okay, that's a bit harsh. You're going to hurt their feelings.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.